Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
It's a cash bonanza at Republic, where you can win a weekend trip for two to Arrow Point Resort. From February 5th to May 25th, Republic Bank is offering Make It Happen loans for your cash, furniture, appliance, and consumer needs with low or no down payment, quick approvals, and affordable repayment. Plus, two lucky customers will win a day trip to Kaichu Falls. Hurry, this is a limited time offer. Call or visit any branch of Republic Bank or go online to apply for your loan today.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
The Gallon Lottery Company's $1,000 instant tickets have so much to offer. Available at any of our 250 agents countrywide. Just try your luck. You could win a top prize of $2.5 million. And all the prizes ranging from $1,000 to $250,000. It's so easy to play. It's even easier to win, as each ticket offers multiple play areas. There are $70 million prizes to be won in the games. So get your $1,000 tickets today. And remember, ticket a day can make you rich today.
Everyone's favorite place in the home is the kitchen. And in every kitchen, you will find Champion Chowmin. So Edward B. Bihari & Company Limited has made it easy. Champion Chowmin seasoning has been carefully blended with the right mix of spices to help you get the perfect flavor of homemade magic. Champion Chowmin seasoning is Guyana's favorite seasoning to bring family and friends together.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. They are treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
The Ministry of Public Health presents Health Expo 2018 under the theme Reaching for a Better Life with Good Health. Starting Wednesday, May 30th to Saturday, June 2nd at the Sapphire Exhibition Center. Catch the big opening night ceremony on Wednesday 30th from 17 hours and gates open from 15 hours to 22 hours daily, except on Friday, June 1st at 10 a.m. for school children. Enjoy free medical and dental checkups, blood pressure and diabetes testing, nutrition counseling, and many more. Admission is absolutely free and the entire family is invited. Don't miss out.
In our last episode, the village council met and Monica complained that Coretta was harassing people on behalf of Ignatius. This sparked other allegations. As the meeting settled down, Ignatius felt all the needs of the people have not been met by the council. After the meeting, Monica advised Coretta to stop phoning Lawrence, and Ignatius became very upset at this and told Coretta he may have to reconsider her working for him. He later apologized to Monica. James gave Catalina a lift and upset her when he kissed her. Right now, Catalina is visiting Shelley.
On 102.5.
Catalina, is what really you telling me? Is just a dry James kiss you?
Just a dry girl? I tell you, I left so shocked.
Oh gosh.
But Shelley, please. He asked me to keep it between me and he.
So why you run and tell me then?
I supposed to keep it to myself.
By shutting your mouth.
I just had to tell somebody.
Well, I ain't gonna say nothing. Because if the man wife here though, the whole village council might broke up before we even get a new one in November.
Shelley, what do you think it mean?
How you mean what it mean? You know the man always like you.
Yeah, but...
And you always had a thing for he too.
Yes, but...
So, I don't know why you're so surprised.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you have to leave him alone because he's a married man. Wait, like you considering it?
No, I ain't settled. But Shelley, you don't understand. I can't stop thinking about this kiss. Girl, he lips so soft and supple.
Ah! is your problem? It's too long since you had a man. Like, since Simon left you high and dry, and like you never catch yourself. So, it feels like magic to you.
I ain't able with you, girl.
And also, being a married woman now, I can't encourage my friend with people who was born.
Yeah, look, let me talk something else.
Like what?
Auntie Myrtle.
This sudden, sir?
Girl, I think me auntie got a man.
What?
Patsy, girl, the little time away do you good. Now that I'm looking at you good, I could see a little glow in you.
Don't bother with you, sonny.
Well, I had to beat out Ollie from the meeting the other night. Baby had to go to a family thing. So I had to come and run the shop.
Well, sonny, I make up my mind not to run for council again. It was a nice experience. But give somebody else a chance.
I think this is trial run for Aloe.
Well, no disagreement here. It's understandable that local government returning after 2 decades. People wouldn't have all the knowledge about the laws and so on.
Which we clearly witness on our council.
But they say we ain't trying to do the right things.
Oh, look. You're in luck today, Patsy.
Yes, Father. I come here the right time.
Good day, everybody.
Hello, Cecil.
Hi, Mr. Carter.
Ah, this heat is something else today.
Yes. I had a cold coconut water not too long ago.
Sonny, let me have a bottle of water, please.
Coming up.
So how are you going, my dear?
I'm all right, you know. I didn't get a chance to speak with you after the meeting the other night. But welcome back.
Thank you. I actually brought something back for you.
Oh, that wasn't necessary.
It's a lovely shirt. I know you can like it. Me and my daughter bought it down in Manhattan.
Oh.
Here you go, Mr. Carter.
Thanks, Sonny.
Anyway, you come at the right time, Mr. Carter. We were just talking about the impact the absence of local government elections for 2 decades had on people.
Oh. Right. Well, it was the actions of central government that caused that.
Of course.
Yes. They failed to let the local councils operate with the authority and independence.
Which is provided for in the Constitution. Section 3 of the Local Democratic Organs Act, Chapter 2809 states.
I like you memorize these things yourself.
As councillors, we need to have this knowledge, especially if we are going to interact with the younger generation.
Yes, because you know them young people can smell a bluff from 10 miles.
Exactly. And if I'm going to contest again as an independent, I need to have the knowledge.
So wait, sir.
Talks about the involvement of as many citizens as possible in managing and developing the communities in which they live. Ensuring their participation in organizing the political, economic, social, and cultural life of those communities.
So in actual fact, the people were denied their powers for 2 decades.
Well, it's about forward movements now. Yes, the local government system was crippled for a while. But now we have the systems in place and the people know their power.
That's right.
I don't even think some people realize how much power they have. I mean, anybody can contest in local government elections. You don't have to get no big university degree or anything.
Common sense though, because at the end of the day, you will be representing the people and you need to be able to fight for them.
Well, yes.
The Constitution of Guyana, Article 9 states, according to this manual for councillors, that authority belongs to the people. They have the power through their representatives and democratic organizations established by or under the Constitution.
You see, Cecil, that is why I admire you so much.
Yeah, man, Mr. Carter. It's good that you're on your toes.
As many people as possible need to be involved in the task of developing our communities.
True.
Well, for the next few months, we, the village council, need to continue educating ourselves and letting the people know that they too can get involved and their voices will be heard.
Yes, and I am passionate, especially about the youth getting involved in local government elections come November.
Cheers to that.
Kathleen, are you crazy? Auntie Myrtle is a bigger man. Was she hustling away with man?
She's in her early 70s.
Exactly.
Why would this thing that older people don't need love?
Are you saying that older people don't need love? I am saying that with that particular old person, I just can't see it.
What's wrong with me, Auntie?
Me saying nothing wrong with she? But Auntie Myrtle having a man? I can't see it.
Well, she's been acting very secretively lately. Quiet conversations on her phone, lock up her phone, disappearing. Auntie Martha doesn't normally behave like that.
Oh, hey, babes.
Well, that's my cue to leave.
You don't have to run because it's me, Captain.
No, I have something to do. Guy, no man cook some goat curry.
I hope it's Indy curry you're using.
Of course.
Leave some for me now and come later.
All right. Later.
Good.
Your friends always have to run when they see me.
Maybe they see the boogeyman when they see you.
Very funny.
You know I love you, Jussel.
Yeah, love you too.
And I got some news.
Something to help me?
Yes. But first, if I correct her yet?
I don't know if I should. I mean, she has been working for me a while now.
You don't need her.
I need somebody to help me though.
And obviously she's not the person. She already causing problems for Lawrence and Monica.
Yeah.
Get rid of her.
And who will take her, please?
Me.
What?
Yes, me. The more I think about it, the more it makes sense. I want the best for you, my husband.
So what is your strategy?
Well, as from tomorrow, I'm going to start putting things in place to start a survey.
Okay.
We need to find out all who will be contesting the election in this community.
Right. But how?
Oh, you mean how? The survey. Hire a few young people who need some money and let them visit every house.
That will take a while to complete.
But when it's done, we will have the information.
Yeah.
Now, once you got the information, remember any of the people who indicate that they will be contesting could win.
Yeah.
So all of them are potential counselors.
And once we know who these people are, we begin to work on them so that they will support me.
Bingo.
Wow. I am impressed, babes. In all these months, Coretta never proposed anything like that.
So now you're going to fire her?
Maybe I can use her for something else.
Like what?
Maybe she can be one of the persons conducting the survey.
Ignatius, is something you're telling me?
What?
You sleeping with Coretta or something?
No, I am not sleeping with her.
So why is it so hard to fire she?
Because I don't know what she will do to sabotage the work that I have already done.
Oh.
We have to work smart, baby.
Anyways, I still don't want she working on the survey. We need some innocent looking young people who people will be willing to talk to. People can slam the door in Coretta's face because she has become a known crass.
Okay.
And I have another piece of information that will put you at an advantage.
What's that, babes?
Well, I have word that the village chairman might be having an affair.
What?
Yes, my love.
With who?
I can't tell you that. But I know for a fact that he kissed the woman.
Shelly, stop pulling my legs.
I am not, honey. We use this to the advantage and Jane's gonna be history.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Lot 1, La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
Try composting and help to reduce waste. Compost is highly nutrient-rich and suitable for use in your garden. You can have a compost heap or bin in your backyard to throw your fruits and vegetable peels, eggshells, and tea bags. This ultimately helps to reduce the amount of waste reaching the landfill. Together, we can pick it up, Guyana.
Murundoy came to you in association with the Ministry of Communities, Republic Bank Limited, Edward B.B. Harry & Company Limited, Guyana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.